A report by the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, ISSER, of the University of Ghana indicates that growth was fairly resilient last year in the face of global recession. According to the report, despite the interventions in place, the growth rate has been declining since 2011. At the launch of the report dubbed The State of the Ghanaian Economy 2013, the director of ISSER, Professor Felix Asante, emphasized the need for massive investment in infrastructure and non-prioritization of traditional export. Ibrahim Donko has filed this report.
The director of ISSER, Professor Felix Asante, said the report, which has inputs from researchers of the institute and the university community, is categorized into economic performance in Ghana, the inflation picture, and monetary and financial development. He highlights some of the issues in the report.
Monetary policy plays a role in the investment climate in the country, and we are saying that we need to build confidence in our banks. Looking at the rate at which the CDI has depreciated the last 6 months, we need to build confidence in our banks, which will be reflected in the investment. We said the economy is resilient because the spillover in Europe and industrialized countries effect on the economy haven't received it yet. And that is why we are saying it's resilient. Our main challenge is with our export. And because we produce raw commodities, when industrialized countries have problems with the economy, it's reflected in ours. And it's mainly in the commodities we export. And we are saying that we need to diversify the product and also diversify our market. And we are advocating that we move into Asia and do more to African trade.
Professor Asante indicated that the institute brought the report out this late because of inadequate funding. He said the report is solely being funded by foreign partners. This is the 23rd edition of the report. The institute is yet to decide on the location for a roadshow which aims at breaking down the report to communities and generating discourse.
Ibrahim Donko reporting.